This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I mean, if you got Patrick Mahomes, you're super.
And we don't really care what he's got around him. We kind of just say he'll find a way to do it.
Well, unless it's a weaker offensive line, because it's shown.
No, I mean, that is true.
He ain't Superman.
But
that way and just overcome everything.
I'm not saying it's a blind, because I do. I think OKC will come out in game two and they'll run them. And I think on some level Denver's got to be happy, right? They're up 1-0. They took game one. They got two back in Denver.
Man, come on, they already stole home court.
I mean, not that I think Jokic is the kind of guy that will, you know, say, all right, we're taking the game off.
No, Denver's the type of team, because of its championship DNA,
right,
that will see it as an opportunity. Him exactly. And Aaron Gordon will be locked in.
Yep,
that's what will be different between them and the Knicks.
Yep,
who are happy they stole one. Now maybe Brunson is a guy that'll try to go at their necks again. But most of those Knicks guys, again, just hitting this, just going to be happy and satisfied with that win. Still think you're gonna get dog performances,
right?
From your forwards that you brought in to push around Jaylen and Tatum. But no, Knicks, I would not be shocked if Denver won the second game, because again, OKC, I saw fear. Doesn't mean Chet missing those free throws. Perfect example of that. And there's fear because they know the guy on the other side is where John just started us. It's the best player in the world, and you can't stop him. And they've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the iciness of Aaron Gordon to knock down that three. You know, and he knew, like Aaron Gordon knew it was a championship level. I mean, sometimes, dude, you know, during the regular season, you can go for a week or two and Aaron not do anything. But at this point, because what they've been through, what they believe, I wouldn't be shocked if they won game two. OKC better punch back.
Yeah.
See, it's a different kind of confidence going up against a Memphis team that's been hobbled. Ja Morant's going to be off the floor by game three. You know, you can put Caruso on Jaren Jackson and hem him up to going. And that's what I'm talking about. SGA's face was different yesterday. There's a fear that it's because who's on the other side. It's way different than what they just faced. They probably came into this one a little too overconfident. Maybe they'll respond the right way, but I could absolutely see Denver just going champion on them in game two.
Yeah, I think that's what we're learning, is just the power of championship pedigree in some ways, because you saw it with Steph and Jimmy in that game seven against a team that doesn't have it. You saw it against the Thunder last night, a team that didn't have.
Well, they're more physical than they were last year because you bring in a Hardenstein. That doesn't mean you can stop Jokic, though.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care. And he'll, you know, that's the thing. They can't stop him. Zubac, in a weird way, plays Jokic among the best in the league.
Yeah.
You know, he does. And it's a drop-off, even with OKC's depth and everything they can throw at him. Dude, he's not scared of any of it. I mean, Chet, those guys, as skinny as he is, anybody that goes, he's backing down. Hardenstein mm-hmm. doesn't have enough. So he can crush these guys.
Yeah.
He could do maybe what he just did in that one all series long. And, yes, man, Denver can win this.
Yeah. I think that's on the table. I mean, you're up 1-0. So, anyway, lots more to get into. PJ Haggerty news, everybody's favorite topic. Maybe there's some closure there. Maybe not. Who knows? Get into all of that in the games tonight when we get back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Smoke Slam coming to Memphis May 15th through the 17th. That's, next weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a good time. It's not just a barbecue fest. It's an immersive experience for the whole entire family. Take them down. Get those unlimited samples. Oh, my. get that Ferris wheel going. Fireworks. Man, we just talked about Riverbeat. Let's run it back with Smokeslam.
Yeah, going to be a great event. Bring the city together. Smokeslam's going to do it with the barbecue. They're going to do it with the music. Great lineup, including Shane Smith, the Saints, the Revivalists, Country Music Giants, Big and Rich going to be down there, Jambi, Southern Avenue, the MDs, Neon Mooners, and many more. You can do three-day passes, single-day tickets, all on sale right now at smokeslam.com. And so are the VIP experiences. Spend that extra dollar and do it on the red carpet. You'll really enjoy it. Should be a great time down on the river again. This is next weekend, May 15th through the 17th. Get your tickets right now, though, at smokeslam.com while they're hot. Smokeslam coming to you 2025 next weekend down at Tom Lee Park.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. All righty, NBA playoffs. You know, it just ain't got the juice when the Grizz ain't involved. You know, I know y'all out here don't care about it. We're doing our best, you know, but if the Grizz ain't involved, it's tough, man. There's no local yokel to it, man. Jason?
I'm getting kind of used to it at this point of your birth.
That's fair. I mean, we should be used to it by now. We didn't have any of it last year. We got a sweep this year. Kind of the same
Lakers
thing.
Put you out, you know, last time by 40.
Who's the rooting interest then in Memphis? Who is getting our adoration right now? Who are we pulling for?
It's player's choice, man.
Player's choice?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm rooting for the Timberwolves.
I mean, you and I both share a love.
I want to see him do it. I want to see him do it. I want to see him win it all.
I selfishly, guys, I think I'm rooting for teams that to not make as much of a run as I really want them to, because the Grizzlies were supposed to be ahead of schedule for so damn long. So these ahead of schedule teams like Oklahoma City and Pistons, I'm secretly rooting against them, even though I'm fond of their work. It's like, man, weren't we supposed to be the Pistons? Weren't we supposed to be the Oklahoma City Thunder? You know?
Yeah. Oh, we knew we were going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew, dude, this was going bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we need to sit here and cry in our milk. I mean,
I agree with you. I don't want to cry in our milk. I enjoyed the playoffs, though, last night.
Because the Grizzlies, even at the peak of their powers, right?
Yeah.
They never did what the Thunder did. They never swept a team the way that the Thunder swept the Grizzlies.
Right. They didn't look that dominant ever.
Even in the one playoff series that this team has won, they did not lead for the majority of the minutes.
It's fair. That Timberwolves, is that the Timberwolves series?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So,
jeez.
You know, I think that's kind of important when you look back on, you know,
yeah,
this how you think about this core, even in the series that it did win. It wasn't winning for the majority of the series, which is kind of nuts. But yeah, I'm gonna go Timberwolves. You know, I'm always happy when Jokic makes a run, because I think he's a fun player, and he plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. And you know, it's funny when he wins; it almost like pains him. You know, I kind of enjoy that, right? Like, the longer he has to keep playing, it's like, oh, here we go again. I have to play today. You know, like it's okay. It's okay, Joker. You know.
I Minnesota's too easy. I'm gonna roll with Denver because I'm out on the limb with them.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I
enjoy watching Aaron Gordon dunk on Chet Holmgren, go through that man's chest. That was fun to see. And Clay, and then the three-pointer at the end of it. I enjoyed watching Jokic put them boys. I enjoyed the fear in SGA's face. Mm-hmm. And because that was fun watching that.
Right.
I think I'm jumping on. And I believe this is, I said it. No, Cat, Denver's going to win. I'm on it. I'm rooting for Denver.
Yeah.
I'll let you, everybody's jumping on with Anthony. That bandwagon's full.
Yeah, I believe.
I like him. I'm not going to jump on.
Let's see what that.
They better win that series.
Yeah, I agree.
With that inside advantage they've got.
I'm a little worried, though, because all these favorites, all these massive favorites been crapping the bed. I mean, let's see. It's out to minus 190 on the Timberwolves. I could literally make money right now and just not worry about it if I just bet if I just bet Warriors plus 160. It's what they call arbitrage. So I had the Warriors, or excuse me, I have the Timberwolves minus 150 in my back pocket right now, right, for the series.
Uh-huh.
I could bet Warriors plus 160 for a little less than the minus 150 stake, and I could end up making $20, probably about $30 both ways. I mean, people do this all the time, right? Like, people actually... It's called arbing, you know, and what they'll do is they'll find prices on different sports books and they'll play just different sides. So it's a complicated math thing. You have to math it out. But like, let's say that a team is, you know, minus 109 at one sports book and the other team is plus 120 at another one. you bet both sides, you make 10 bucks. And you do that, you know, obviously you have to have the capital, but you do that 10 times, 20 times a day, you'll make a living. You make a lot of money. Now, what ends up happening is you get kicked out because once the sports books realize you're just arbing, you're just playing both sides, you know, and winning or losing or whatever the case may be, you get kicked out. So it's not a foolproof strategy. I could do that. I'm not doing that. I'm long Timberwolves. I'm long. It's a stock. I've bought it. All right?
Okay.
You know?
All right, Matthew.
Come on.
Oh, man. There's a bunch of white guys in there.
You didn't do it with me.
That movie's a bunch of white guys.
You didn't do it with me, man.
I was looking for the black guys in it.
Okay, fair enough. But anyway, yeah, we have Warriors Timberwolves tonight, 8:30 p.m. We also have game two of Pacers and Cavs. We talked about it, Jason and I, on different sides of this one. He says the Cavs are going to have enough behind one guy, Donovan Mitchell, and the Pacers, to quote him, ain't real.
Well, you did tell me Evan Mobley and Darius ain't playing, basically, because they didn't show up to shoot around.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth.
You did say that.
You also said DeAndre Hunter is, and it's not too soon, Kobe reincarnation.
No, I said he was up for sixth man of the year before the trade, and he's been a quality addition. Yeah. He's not just some throw-in.
Yeah, I believe you said Mamba. Mamba mentality.
You can try. I think your Pacers are.
They probably lose tonight. They probably lose tonight.
Yeah, they don't like the bang.
If by one dimensional you mean
so long as
elite
my guys,
at shooting.
Elite, again, that's it.
Now, let me ask
you
this.
They are a great offense.
You're right. Because Miles Turner can't.
Again, I'm not going to take anything away from them because Halliburton made defensive plays late. Like, they did some things there that you've got to do. It can't just be all finesse and bright lights with your offense. Not in these playoffs, bro. But we'll see. We'll see.
Let me ask you this: Pascal Siakam, he'll bang.
You definitely put money on this. I can tell you.
I haven't. I put game. I told you
about
put,
to.
That's I bet what, money on the.
I'm not going to do it with you.
I'm not really in the mood. I mean, my whole thing tonight.
You're
is,
feeling the Pacers. You're on them. It's very strong. More so than I'm on Denver. I almost feel like
you want to hear something.
You believe in them that much.
You want to hear something crazy? What I did last night? I put right before the game started. I put I bet Celtics -8.5. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, this feels good. This feels right. And the game started, and I kind of noticed that the Celtics were—they were doing the Celtics thing, which is like, but this is before the lead ballooned to 16 or 20 or whatever it was. And I'm like, man, these folks are not trying to put the Knicks down tonight. Like, they're out here. It's hard to explain exactly why I felt that way.
Yeah.
But it was just too casual, and that is what you run into with Jason Tatum teams. It's like they will have nights where they are just like skipping down the sidewalk, like nothing can bother them. Like they're going, oh, here's 35 threes in a quarter, you know, like, and I just kind of felt that. And so I cashed out. Now I lost money, all right? I lost money. But imagine how I would have felt having a 20-point lead in the third quarter and then watching it slowly, slowly, slowly drift away, go bye-bye. Lose the game outright. No. I'd have lost all of it. I'd have lost my entire stake. So it is important when you do bet on these games. I would say don't lean on it too much, but don't be afraid to cash out if you don't like what you're seeing. I mean, I know the NBA is a game of runs, but I use it pretty liberally, you know, because I think my cash out record is usually pretty good. I can tell when a team's effort is not there. And it wasn't for the Celtics last night. It was, and then it wasn't. Weird game. Very weird game. Nuggets, I would have been tempted to use that cash out. I ain't going to lie to you. If I had bet on it, because what did it get to, like 13 in the 14th? Fourth? Yeah.
I don't know about the fourth. I think
I think it got to 13 in the fourth.
Was the, okay.
And then, you know, of course, you're thinking, like, here's the steamroll, right? So I would have been tempted to use it there. I probably would have been wrong. But yeah, it was a crazy night. Both underdogs, not only cover, win outright.
Tatum was with Brad.
Yep,
that's what was happening.
2-0 night for Brad. What do you have to say for yourself here, man? I mean, you work with
every hog gets an acorn now and then.
Tatum said we're gonna let him back in.
This is gambling, as I point out. It's random.
This squirrel is getting a lot of acorns.
The dude went 0-7 in the fourth.
Yeah,
he was 1-9 in the fourth and overtime. Man,
Brad used to go 0-7 all the time.
He basically quit.
He did.
Although the rebounds would tell you different. Don't believe it.
What's his 3-point celebration, bro? Have you seen it?
He
just holds
watching.
His wrist. It like he holds his wrist above his head.
What?
Like what is that?
I'm sure it has meaning. You can find it in the Boston papers.
It's like, you know, that's why you should appreciate John Morant.
Maybe there's a bracelet or some, you know, maybe they're, maybe he's honoring someone.
Yeah, like maybe it's that's fair. You know, I just think even if that is what he's doing, I'm willing to say that it's lame. I mean, it's just a
whatever it is.
It's a lame celebration,
right?
You know, I mean, John Morant threw bombs in the crowd.
I enjoyed the grenade.
Now he did any. We didn't talk about this. He stopped doing it.
He did
very quietly stopped doing it.
He needed to. It was happening in the losses.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't know how the final result is going
to
be.
I mean, it went worldwide. What do you want him to keep doing? The waters have already.
I guess like an NFL player doesn't do the same celebration every time he scores, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he changed it up.
I don't know. That gritty was all year long.
Yeah, the gritty was. You're right. But that was 1 year, though. He doesn't really do it anymore as much.
Yeah, I was just saying NFL Justin Jefferson for a whole year.
No, you're right.
You know, job.
It was symbolic. But it wasn't
an NBA thing.
It wasn't an explosive device, right? It wasn't like a,
it was words, man.
Yeah.
We keep talking about it was a artillery or some sort of device, explosive device.
Yeah, it was like a frag. I'm willing to say it now. It was a bomb. I didn't want to say it at the time, but it was a grenade. I was under some pressure, but I couldn't say what it really was. But that was a grenade. You know, it's like Lil Wayne said, pick the world up and drop it on your head. You know, remember that one? I'm going to pick the world up and I'm going to drop it on your head.
I love the way we're still caught up in these and what he does in terms of the stuff that ain't winning basketball games.
Well, what do you
want? And that ain't all his fault, but 50 games too, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, let's win a playoff series other than Minnesota.
Yeah. I just think if we do that, then you can do like the whole – you know, you could do like a Wile E. Coyote, you know, with the dynamite, you know, you set the fuse and then you run it and then you just, you know, you do the whole thing. You know, a lot of different ways you could go. But he very quietly stopped doing it and we didn't talk about it. We didn't address it. You will not see that tonight. Pacers, Cavs. Jason's got Cavs bouncing back.
Jaws in Cancun.
And then Warriors, Timberwolves, 8:30. This is a big one because if the Warriors can take this one, they're in amazing shape. If they don't, and they're 7-point dogs, which you know, after last night ain't nothing. You know, you're down 1-0, you're up against it. Do you think the Warriors can pull this off or will pull this off? I gotta stop asking you can, because can is just like, can I go to the bathroom? You can go to the bathroom.
All of it's about what scheme Kerr devises to guard their three centers, basically, their three 7-footers. Minnesota should look to abuse that matchup inside. You're going to have Draymond Green on one of them. He can't stop both of them. You know, Looney, you'll destroy him. It should be much like they did against the Lakers. This is easy. Anthony Edwards should not come out looking to take 10 to 15 threes and take this game over. So this one's obvious. It's what Steve Kerr is going to have devised, because you just can't have Draymond out there trying to cover two guys at once. Gobert and Randall went for 50 in that final game against a centerless Lakers team that had LeBron playing center.
Yep.
Draymond Green plays a lot of center for this Golden State team. It should be more of the same, but we'll see how Minnesota. That's the thing about it. When you got an advantage like that, is Minnesota going to take advantage of it like a veteran playoff team would, or is Anthony Edwards going to come out and try to take over game one and, as you point out, put down Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler by himself? Because if he does that, it's stupid, to be honest with you. Get it in the flow and start with the advantage that you have. And so how they defend the interior is where this is going to be decided. And I would say you're going to have a hard time doing it, because scheme ain't going to stop Julius Randle and Gobert from just getting layups on you in there.
No, you're right. Now, let me ask you something that's off the beaten path a little bit, because we're talking about the NBA, and we're talking about a sport that's returning to NBC. Was it next year? I think it's next. They rolled out the.
Have the whole team already assembled.
Yeah. I just saw this tweet come across that Jim Fagan was the voice of the NBA on NBC during the 90s, during those promos. Mm-hmm. He died. Mm-hmm. He died in 2019. Rest in peace, Jim Fagan. But they're bringing his voice back with AI. They're going to do it. They're going to use his voice as AI on these promos. And I would just ask how you feel about that.
That's his family said they want to do
it. They did.
So
okay. I didn't know that. That was not in the tweet.
I can't have a problem with it if his family's come to an agreement. And of course they would, because he's dead, John.
Okay. Well, he is dead.
And it's not the first time they've done this. They used an Al Michaels AI generated voice on the Olympics.
Yes.
But no, man, when the family considers it an honor, and I'm sure they're getting nice little cut, which they should. I think it's great. What I was going to ask is Brad, I was trying to remember from the 90s what he sounded like. Because what they're going to do is use his AI voice and put it with these sort of old school, picture shots of our guys now and make it feel old school. Because you're doing the other part about it is you're using Tesh's round ball rock again. Mm-hmm. So you're bringing back all the old feels. And I could not, for the life of me, remember.
Back to Mountaineer Jam, and I'm Tony Caridi. This week,
I'm trying to find Tony. It.
It's Jim Fagan. I don't know if anything's going to say Jim Fagans, but it's F-A-G-A-N.
F-A-G-A-N.
There's round ball.
Seven cars from Mitsubishi. Built
that's
for
him.
Living.
I think that's it.
By Nike.
That's
who
him.
Encourages you to participate in the lives of America's youth. And by Visa. It's everywhere you want to be.
It.
If you look up,
that's gonna be awesome.
If you look up, Brad, they've already used it. Go to Jim Fagan NBA on YouTube.
Fagan,
NBA. And they've already put out a commercial featuring his voice. It says featuring AI generated voice of Jim Fagan. Mm-hmm. It should be the top result, BC. I don't know if I'm gonna go look cool. I'm not gonna go. I don't know.
I can tell this bothers you.
I don't like. The way this is going.
The Beatles were nominated for a Grammy, and Paul McCartney signed off on it this year through AI.
It's here, and it's here to stay, old man.
It is here to stay. There is no question about that, obviously. We are no like
the opinion is where we're going now, right? Yeah, I'm with you. I'm following.
Well, it's more like, okay, the family's fine with it. Who am I to say?
And they get royalties.
But I do think that this is a conversation that I know, Jason, it feels early that we're having, but I feel like this is going to be our world. We're going to have an increasingly difficult time discerning what is AI on these commercials, what is AI on these spots. I've heard radio spots on this station, commercials from sponsors.
Not Odyssey, mind you.
Not Odyssey, but sponsors who are clearly using AI for the read, right? Which they're saving money. They don't have to pay the talent. That's a separate conversation. But it's obvious to me right now. It ain't probably going to be obvious in 4 years, 5 years, after these LLMs continue to just soak up all the audio, all the sound, all the language. And so, I mean, do I think that our jobs will ever be replaced by AI? I think that's going to be tough because, you know, it's somebody still has to give the AI prompt to talk about things. And if you're, you know, how do you simulate that over 3 hours? Do I think that, you know, can you interview people with AI? You can't. You probably can't interview people. So I don't think our jobs are necessarily, you know, in jeopardy. But, you know, I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great about the direction and using dead people's, you know, the family said it's fine. So whatever. But I don't know, man.
Well,
man,
they're probably getting royalties. They're getting money off it. They're getting paid.
They clearly are. So it's not just a deal where they said, okay.
Right.
No,
right. They're benefiting from it
as well. And if it's just a throwback, I get what you're saying, and I understand the fear. There are probably some people that sounded a lot like this with the rise of the internet and the World Wide Web back in the day. Computers, Skynet taking over.
Right.
Where's the human thought and creativity going to be? The fact is that there are jobs still to be had around AI. I don't know if you saw it. It was in the Daily Memphian. I'm sure you did. The Fred's headquarters. That's been out there forever, just living on Getwell Road, nothing in it. It's a Canadian tech company that has bought it up, and they're going to put an AI data center in there. And it's going to 250 jobs, both here, directly and indirectly, both here locally and I suppose some online. But it's jobs, man. So, I mean, again, you can do the whole, and we have, and there are some things. This, you know, here's what I fear. Little CJ. He going to do his report and actually put some thought and creativity to it, or is he going to go out and have it computer generated? We talked about this back during the Olympics. It felt like Summer Olympics. Hey, we're going to write a letter to our favorite track star. Remember, it was his daughter. And he was going to have AI do it instead of the daughter do it. That kind of stuff scares me. But that's back to me and you, John, and our parenting through this stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, it's technology. It's scary. You know, there's that general conversation, but dude, it's also going to create jobs. It can't replace our DNA, man. The thing that makes us special,
mm-hmm.
it can't do that. Well, it'll always have to have that oversight. So, Nah, man. In this case, it's the family's getting to hear, you know, dad. They're getting to hear husband still doing it, you know, on the call like they did in the 90s.
Yeah.
And they're probably getting paid. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people think they're not giving them money. Some people think they are. I would be, I hope.
If they're not giving them money, it's because the family agreed not to be paid. You're clearly not going to take the voice of a dead man just because you have him on.
We have permission.
And do this without their permission.
And I think that's a little.
You get sued.
I think that's a little exploitative because I think that'd be different. The way to come at that, and we don't know, but the way to come at that would be, listen, we want to give you, you know, $15,000 for the one-time use of Jim Fagan's AI generated voice. I mean, sure, yeah, of course. We love Jim. We miss Jim. This is a great way for a new generation to learn who he is. But we gonna need that $15,000 or whatever it is. You know, you're not getting it for free in lieu of paying another voice to do it, right? So I would definitely put the squeeze on him if that's the case, but. I don't know. I mean, if anything ever happens to you, do I have permission to use AI generated Jason Smith?
Oh, it won't be asked of you. It'll be asked of my family.
That's true. I'll ask CJ.
Mm-hmm. We won't need your permission.
Oh, yo, CJ, what you think, big dog? I might just have CJ come in here and do it. You know.
But I mean, if you want to use me on some outs every once in a while, yeah. You know, do a live love.
A respect burger.
Keep the pipes going.
Yeah, yeah.
Cuz it won't be long. I could go before Jeff, to be honest.
First of all,
any day now.
Jeff is a huge favorite to make it to 90, right? I mean, his family.
I mean, I see the back rack on the back of his minivan. The guy's riding bikes every
day.
He's
very active.
Joey Farms.
He's very active.
He's probably the most active 60-something out here in Memphis.
No, he totally is. He goes to Pilates.
He is going to outlive me for sure.
He told me yesterday that he goes to do something active 5 days a week.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, that is crazy.
But for a
60-something year old man.
But he keeps it low key. I'd be talking about it every day, what kind of great shape I'm in, but then he has to go do a Rotary Club speech.
That's right.
You know how many of those he does as well? He's talking about, again, his schedule. He's forgetting things now. He's got so much on the schedule. He's talking about he almost needs an assistant.
Yeah. Well, he probably does.
But he still has to be everywhere.
Yeah, he still has to be everywhere. He still has to talk to people. Still has to do all the things, man.
I think he said he had a judges conference. They want to hear from Jeff Calkins.
As they should. Right? As they should.
I mean, to be in that high demand, man, and still perform the way that he does, it's amazing.
But, you know, his kids are out of the house. They're all grown. You know, they're all making their way in the world.
I think much like Jimmy, Claire has revitalized Calkins, you know, rejuvenated in a way.
Most definitely. There's no doubt about it.
That's a beautiful thing. Can I get a ding on that, Brad? Do you agree with me on that one? Yes, sir.
The ding is Brad's
It's that
agreement.
Old Jimmy. You got that Jimmy Butler bump. Calkins got that Claire bump.
If you get the ding from Brad, that means he co-signs.
Yes.
If you get the X from Brad, that means he does not co-sign. Right? Brad kind of speaks in sign language on the show sometimes.
Yes.
But you have to pick up on the pieces that he's putting down.
John is in fear of AI.
I fear parts of it for sure. I do think you better learn how to leverage it at the very least. You may not lose your job. But if you know how to leverage AI, you'll be fine.
Don't play Jim Fagan's voice
If you're one of these people out here that you have no idea how to use AI, and you have no clue, you don't know how to use it, you don't know how to leverage it, like, I don't mind saying this. I don't mind saying this. I'm not going to get into who it was. I'm not going to get into details a ton. But I was working with a group, and I saw how they operated. Basically, they would use AI to scrape press conferences, right? To transcribe YouTube press conferences of NFL coaches, of college basketball coaches, college football coaches. Hey, you type it into ChatGPT, you send them a link, and you say, hey, can you transcribe this entire press conference for me, right? So the press conference might be 35 minutes, okay? But you get the transcription, and you get to read it in less than a minute. And so that saves you 30 minutes on if the coach said anything meaningful on an injury or whatever the case may be, and it makes your job that much more efficient. Well, otherwise, you'd have to put the thing on 2x speed and try to see, all right, if it's a 30-minute video, that's still going to take you 15 minutes. So you're saving at minimum 15 minutes a day on one video. Imagine doing that 10, 15, 20, 30 times of all the time that you can save and the efficiency.
My greater concern is how American education is going to deal with this when you're talking about teachers and trying to determine if this is the student that I'm teaching or if it's a computer. Like all the programs that they have now to check for this stuff, I mean, you just imagine it's going to have to go through the roof just to say that this is original. This is original thought here. That scares me.
Yeah.
In terms of, okay, well, what does that next generation look like? You have to embrace it, but the way the education system is going to deal with this, we have to do it in our homes. We can't. You're going to have to do it with your own kids coming through it. Otherwise, you can cheat the whole way through.
Totally.
I mean, you could learn nothing. That, a lot of that schoolwork, John, I'm not going to sit up here and be all up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
We didn't need.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Some of that stuff we read in English and all that stuff, does it really apply and all that? Sure, we need it.
Yeah.
But our creativity, our thought, our ability to, hell, even stay civil when we disagree.
Yep.
You know, all that's born there in original thought. And if automatically, John, I can get, that first five sentence paragraph or that five, whatever it is, that whatever that first five sentence story, if I can get most of that, hey, I go, look, what's AI got? You're losing. So
yep.
We just, education system, man, I just can't, how they're, the money they're going to have to spend to deal with this.
Paul Tudor Jones, crazy. It's weird that I don't know if my computer is listening to me, but we know Paul Tudor Jones here in Memphis, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he from Memphis? Yeah, he's from Memphis. He was speaking today, and he said, AI clearly poses an imminent threat to humanity in our lifetime. And I think like that can manifest in a lot of different ways. I don't think it's like, I mean, it could be hiring replacement, right? All these companies will automate. All of them. Factories are going to automate.
Yeah, I mean, we did that. We said that about robots too, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's coming. I don't know when. I don't know,
I mean, robots do a lot of our jobs. We're still running the robots, though.
Yeah, we are still running the robots. That is true.
I just, the overhyping of it is...
Well, look,
I refuse to be a part of it.
We're going to have to take that
obviously
up.
Obviously, we have concerns.
With Paul Tudor Jones.
But we're too far gone. You loved it when Elon came in here and plopped down, and we love that they're filling Fred's now with, an AI data center.
Yeah.
That's separate. This is a Canadian company. Yeah. This stuff is here. It's in Memphis, and that's going to benefit the city.
Let's hope so.
So
let's hope so.
We just have to navigate through it correctly.
Yeah.
As we've done generations and generations.
I think your education call out is a good one because that is probably the first place that they will look.
The money they'll have to spend, instead of getting new teachers, giving teachers raises and everything else, that there's money you're going to have to spend on software and everything else to just be able to determine whether something's fake or original. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And that's money that should be going to kids.
Oh, yeah.
Should be going to teachers.
I mean, I fear that AI replaces the teacher. I mean, that's what worries me is that, AI, like you put a fake voice on there and you say, hey, here's the curriculum. Just somebody designs the curriculum, but there's no actual human being there to carry it out. It's a voice. It's an Alexa, basically. I mean, I think that's how school could look in 20, 30 years. I mean, we already see like public schools are getting defunded. The Department of Education is being, the idea is to shut it down in this country at this current moment. Like, I mean, we're talking about efficiency. I think education is a place, especially public education, is a place where people would look first, and say, hey, do we really need teachers, even though they're already criminally underpaid as it is? So we could save all this money if we just, so we pay somebody to be a curriculum designer and then we do AI. I hope not, but I don't put anything past corporate or government agencies at this point. So, we shall see. But yeah, I think it is. It's going to be something we reckon with one way or the other. We'll have to stay on top of it. We'll have to be able to master it. We'll have to be able to leverage it in our daily jobs, no question. But it's a real threat out here if we can't keep a handle on it. And, we'll see where it goes from here. But Jim Fagan, for now, he's back.
Ravens released Justin Tucker in NFL news. Justin Tucker is going to be a Hall of Famer. He has not been that of late on the field at 35 years old, but probably more pertinent to this discussion and his cutting, the fact that he's been accused of misconduct by 16 massage therapists from 8 high-end spas and wellness centers in the Baltimore area, according to the Baltimore Banner. All of the alleged misconduct reportedly occurred between 2012 and 2016, his first 5 seasons in the NFL, which is apparently still investigating these accusations. It reminds me of us all a lot of the Deshaun Watson situation, obviously. Baltimore had stuck with him, though, up until this point. And in moving on from Tucker, it'll be the first new kicker they've had in 14 years. He's been a staple for them. And for the most part, like I said, a pretty good one. And I'm saying Hall of Fame. Feels like he's headed to the Hall of Fame. He's a 7-time Pro Bowler. They talked about setting a new standard for kickers in terms of distance, really. But he not only holds the NFL's best field goal conversion rate, 89.1%, but also the record for longest field goal in league history after hitting a 66-yarder in 2021. So, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe kickers get in mostly for longevity.
Yeah.
But Tucker's got the best. He's gonna be in at some point.
Yeah.
So long as he doesn't have 5-6 off years here. And then you're going to have the NFL have its say if a team picks him up in terms of whether or not he's going to be suspended. So I would imagine everybody's going to stay off of this until or when or if the stink comes off of it. And with 16 of these accusations,
yeah,
I don't know that stink's coming off anytime soon. So at 35, there's a possibility his career might be done.
Oh, totally.
Now, NFL teams love kickers. Now,
they do.
Because we run through kickers, then there are so many bad ones.
Yeah.
So I would not be shocked if Justin Tucker can get this stuff to a point where an NFL team says, you know what?
Yeah.
Okay, it's we know there's not going to be anything else. We know what you've got.
Yep.
Nothing criminal. You're out. You know. And the NFL has said you're going to be suspended for 5-6 games. We'll take you because you'll be great for us in the playoffs. Could see that. But also could see teams saying no. You know, no, we're done with you. We're moving on.
Yeah.
Because he is 35 now.
I mean, I don't think anybody's going to do
kickers
it, honestly.
Can go, though. Most of them can go.
Yeah.
A past 40, right? Or
yeah. I don't – I mean, he was only 73.3% last year.
Oh, he's dropped off. I think it was just last year either. I thought a
yeah, he was,
maybe
well,
a little
you
bit
know,
of some signs.
He was – but he was 86.
But he's still number one.
86 and a half.
Okay.
But a lot of that is propped up by his first, you know, 6 years in the league.
I was going to say, if 89.1 is for the career and best
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
He's had some down ones. He's had some really good ones, yeah. but they've been down from the start.
And the other thing is he hasn't been nearly as good from distance either.
That was 31st in the NFL last year, 73.3.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think an NFL team is going to say, he ain't the Justin Tucker from 2020.
Well, most folks were saying he got a lot on his mind.
Well, he clearly did.
And that's, I mean, it showed.
Well, maybe this will free him, I guess. Maybe it won't.
I don't know if it free him.
Maybe it won't. Maybe it will incarcerate him. I have no idea. I think he did.
Yeah, I don't think he denied
the allegations.
Well, I was going to say, I don't have any
criminal
charge.
Yeah,
I thought this is civil, like with Deshaun.
I guess not. But I don't know. I'm kind of in a situation where I would pass on him. I think there's too many good young kickers out in the league, right?
We got Santos. He is true.
Would you take him over? Would you take Tucker over Santos?
Not at this point.
Yeah. I don't think any team's going to do that unless they truly have kicker problems. And there are a few.
And
that
Santos
like,
ain't great. I'm just saying, Tucker ain't worth the trouble.
Didn't Washington have kicker problems? I feel like they had, Gonzalez, right? So I think they're a team that could look into it. He had problems, you know, all year long. He was not reliable. So I think they're going to look into it.
Who's y'all's kicker?
Daniel Carlson. He's pretty good.
Who's the Titans kicker? You that good? Yeah, we ain't like that on kickers.
Hold on,
bro.
Kicker. Who is the
Titans kicker?
They had a hard time.
Brad doesn't know it.
They had a hard time. I know the punter. The punter is Stonehouse.
Oh, that's better than me. But I'm special teams, bro.
Kicker.
You could make me look like an NFL idiot asking me punters and kickers.
Who is the Titans kicker, bro? I would like for you
give me the Titans kicker.
It's Nick Folk. Give me another team. I think I'll do well on this.
Okay. Arizona kicker.
Chad Ryland.
Ain't no way.
Chad Ryland, brother.
See, I'm hearing you, and I don't even know if that's right, because I don't know kickers like that.
Well, Brad
But
Dingus,
you look so you look no so sure, about. I'm gonna let's keep moving.
Yeah, I mean, look it up. Brad can look it up. Chad Ryland, Arizona Cardinals.
Let's keep moving. New England kicker.
He used to be in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's right.
That's amazing on Ryland. We are not getting this.
Who is doing?
Believe me, I just stumped the Schwab. Stumped the kicker Schwab. I stumped him.
You looked it up?
No. There's no way you're getting it. I'll look it up for you. You ain't getting it. I guess I'll need to know, but you're not going to come up with anything. Nobody knows the New England kicker in Memphis.
Goskowski.
Except for Matt Stark. He's yelling it right now at the radio.
I don't know.
He might text it to you.
Hold on,
yeah,
listen.
He'll be bringing it to
us. Because that's what it is. They've been through some kickers since
Joey
Sly. I knew I could.
All right, I wouldn't know that one. Ask me another
through some guy.
All right, I'm 2-4. I'm 2-4. Ask me another one. Mm-hmm. Ask me another one. Come on, let me get up to 50. Let me get like to 60%.
All right, hold on. I have to summon it because I like going deep. Tampa.
Oh, man, it's the young kid.
I think I got him again. I hit him again.
McMillan. McMillan.
Can we look that up?
That's his name, McMillan. It might be Chance McMillan.
Damn you if it is.
It might be
Chance. If you get this, then you're good at it. I will give you that. If this is right, you're good at
it. I hope I didn't
kickers.
Just make that up. Chance McMillan.
I'm hoping
that's a Texas Tech guard.
No, I'm hoping it's wrong like that. That's what I'm hoping.
That is a basketball player.
Oh, Chase McLaughlin.
Damn. He's not.
Damn.
He is not.
That is the Texas Tech guard, though. You're not an expert. I'm still in college basketball.
You claim to be one.
That's actually pretty cool.
No, dude, you see what I was doing?
I see where your brain's going.
Let's not get the twist. The fact that you got Ryland, dude.
All right.
Very impressive. I could not do anything.
One more. Brad, if you have to give it to me, you give it to me. I need to finish on a make.
Okay.
I'm not asking you anybody in the AFC West. You know that.
Give me a team.
A team? Any team?
Give me a team.
I got one.
All right, Jason's got one.
Jason, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hold on. The pause is necessary to help store him off.
Ooh.
Dolphins.
Jason Sanders.
Oh, that was too easy. He drank. I could tell.
Yeah. Got that one. That he's a longevity guy.
Yeah.
He's been there for
several
years.
Well, I needed to ask you one.
You are a general, brother.
It's the guys who, like, kind of go in and
Texans.
Out. Texans. Fairbairn.
That's too easy.
Young Waku, Falcons.
Atlanta, that one's too easy. I wasn't going to ask you, Atlanta. I shouldn't
have
asked you.
Boswell, Pittsburgh.
What's my kicker's first name?
Cairo. Bang.
Gosh.
Oh, he might be a kicker savant.
He's a savant.
Yeah. Bengals is
Do you bet on kickers?
My guy, Money Mac. Evan McMillan, I think, is his name. I keep putting McMillans in there.
I'm going to defer to you. This is not my position. This is clear.
Ed McPherson is the Cincinnati kicker. So
good enough.
Yeah.
Very impressive, man.
Yeah, no, I can do kickers a little bit.
I'm going to give it to you. You flexed a little bit on this one.
You know, like Rothstein, like they showed like Rothstein like a picture of like the a random college basketball coach and he knew it.
No.
That's crazy. Because I played that game in San Antonio for the Field of 68. They put a random coach's face up there. Like, who does he coach for? And, bro, I had no idea on like 90% of them. Like, who is this person? You know, there's so many college coaches out here, so many small schools I never pay attention to. You know, it's crazy. Anyway, we'll come back. Got Faye, Brad, got Jason Fitz, 125. Stick around.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Jason and John, 90 FM. Yes. Be on the lookout. Zen Sports is no longer operating, but they're going to be replaced by the brand new VIP Play app. And I'm excited for the launch. Don't have a date quite yet, but stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You can go to VIPPlayApp.com for all of the details, but they'll have some promos upon launch. Bet $5 to get $100. Great lines as always. Monthly sweepstakes, daily promos and boosts, Players Club rewards program. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to it when it launches. It's going to be VIP Play coming soon. All right. Brad can't stop winning. I mean, it's amazing what this guy is doing.
Integrity picks.
Integrity picks winning straight away. What can you do? I don't even know what to call the segment anymore.
Rise.
I'm pretty sure he's 18 and 16, so.
18 and 16.
Last night helped him.
He's making a little bit of money. Not a lot, but he's not losing. He is not. Actually, let me calculate this using big. Because that's the thing, right? Every single one of these bets, for the most part, is minus 110. So your losses actually hurt more than your wins help. Because you lose 10% more, right?
Yes.
So I would guess you're literally breaking even. Mm-hmm. That would be my guess.
He was 16 and 16 going in last night.
All right, so let's
see. And it was looking good, man. I mean, Celtics were rolling.
Yeah. All right, so let's do it this way.
I said he's done it again.
Mm-hmm. If you're a $100 better, tailing Brad.
The number was just too big, folks.
18 and 16, right? You've won $1,800. Now, you've lost 16. So
a couple hundred bucks.
Let's see. 16 times 110. You're up $40.
Oh, there you go.
Brad is up $40, and you would be down, you know, more than that, because again, you pay juice on the 18 losses as opposed to his 16. Mm-hmm. But Brad is 18 and 16, and as using a $100 unit, he is only up $40.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Gambling is hard.
He's not a millionaire by any stretch of the imagination, but hey, he's got $40.
Yeah.
Right. That's more than he was winning on FanDuel before he stopped using it. So
if both favorites had gone on to blow out those teams like they were supposed to.
We had some motion.
We get the 0-2 night we're looking for.
We absolutely had some motion.
And we're sinking under 500 like we want.
Number was too big.
Yep. In both cases, it proved
to be
correct.
I said it yesterday.
Yeah.
It proved to be correct. Now, let's see how he handles this.
You still got the scent, Mr. Confident.
Let's see how he handles two of these tonight. Again, the Helen Keller special. We need some three-game slates like we need air.
Mm. That's what throws him off. Yeah,
those volume numbers.
Three plus.
Yeah.
I mean, weekends have really helped us.
Again, yeah. Mm. Like, two games, you're literally coin flipping, right? Like, it's just a coin flip. But give me four, five, six. That's harder.
Yeah.
That's a lot harder. Anyway, let's fade Brad. Or tail him. I don't know. All odds are courtesy of ESPN Bet. Pacers on the road at Cleveland. -7.5, -110 for the Cavaliers, trying to even this thing up at one apiece.
John's Pacers.
Yep. And, of course, Pacers now lead this series, right?
Run as one.
They're up, Brad.
They are up in the series, but we are at Cleveland, and Cleveland's obviously going to be hungry. They have a healthy team. They have Mobley. They have done some real work.
Do they have Mobley?
Do they? Let me look. Are they out? Is he out?
Sir.
Better check GameCast.
You're getting away from what was so good for you.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't even look.
But again, he doesn't game time. Even
no.
GameCast
folks,
anymore.
Folks, game time decision. Garland, game time decision. Hunter, game time decision.
I feel the pick has flipped.
We got him back on GameCast.
On the fly.
I'm not going to change my pick. Cavaliers is going to win the game. However, that is not the bet. Remember that thing yesterday? That number's pretty high. What do you got? 7.5? That what you got?
Seven and a half -104.
Yeah, Cavs win the game. Pacers cover the number +7.5. Indiana.
Yeah, I get that. I understand the logic, but I do think those guys play. At least two of those guys play, and so it'll close eight and a half. So I would tell people to wait. Maybe they don't play, but I think down 1-0, like it's go time. You know,
yeah, you got to play.
You got to stick it through. And you got to figure out a way to be on the court. Mm-hmm. So I think they do play, and I think this number gets back out to 8.5, 9. Good. So, but yeah, you could. What am I saying? You wouldn't wait. You would take the 7.5 right now on Cleveland. I would not wait. I would do it right now. So there you go.
Well, I've got Indiana.
I think zigzag is just it's a powerful thing in NBA playoffs. Right. This is that we zigged in game one. I think now we're gonna zag. And that's why, you know. And I think you're getting a fair price, right? Game one was 8.5. Usually the zag gets tariffed. It goes from like 8.5 game one to like 10. It was 10.5 before the injury news hit. That's that Zag effect, right? That Zag tax. So I think at 7.5, you're getting a fair price. I'm not saying it's going to win, but I think you got a shot. You're live. All right, Golden State on the road at Minnesota, game one of the Western Conference semifinals. Minnesota is -6.5.
Since Steph Curry is the second best team to player to ever play the game of basketball in the history of the league, I'm going with Steph Curry and the Warriors. Give me the Warriors +6.5 on the road at Minnesota.
There you go. Steph Curry, second greatest player to ever play the game. Did I catch that from you?
Yes.
So Brad has
He's
lofted
moved him,
him
into the GOAT conversation.
All right. I mean, listen, it's never
pass LeBron.
It's you know, look, fading Steph, who's getting 6.5, is nuts. It truly is. But I think my man Raheem Palmer had a stat like about teams that are coming off of game sevens. They really perform poorly in the next game. Like in 2024, teams who come off seven game series were 33-54 in game one of the following series since 88.
Well, we just saw Denver do it though, right?
They
play
did
well
do
and
it.
Play well
they
and come back.
It. They did do it.
Yeah.
So it has been done. All right.
But typically, yes.
So prior to yesterday, teams who come off a seven game series are 34-57 now.
Yeah.
Straight up
not
in
good.
Game one.
I would think it's usually going to imply, and what are the chances that you have two performances like that?
That's a good stat.
Back-to-back nights.
And the teams that win game seven and go on to the next round only win the series 40% of the time.
Wow.
Right? Now, there's a lot that has that goes into that.
I don't say that one's
because, look,
broader.
The teams that play seven-game series are not as good.
Right.
The teams that don't play seven-game series are good. You know, they take care of their opponent.
I put more stock in the Game 7 one. Seven nugget.
The game
first
one.
First game after.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're basically the same, but I think, you know, obviously you lose game one, you probably lose a series, right? That probably tracks. So a very important game tonight, but Brad is saying, listen, Steph Curry, second greatest of all time, and how can you pass up 6.5 with the second greatest of all time?
Yep. I could see, you know, Golden State saying, well, you know, let's pace ourselves here. We even saw them do that, pull their guys in the third quarter of one. If it's not going their way, they'll plan for the rest of the series.
Yeah, I hear where you're going there.
Yeah, don't know, man. I'm concerned. I'm concerned. About another 2-0, but
maybe could happen. I mean, I can see them covering for sure. I don't think it's gonna be easy.
I'd like to believe Cleveland's just going to blow the Pacers out of the water, but with this injury news, I'm just...
Yeah, I get it.
I can't. I'm not... There's no conviction.
You have a overly confident young Anthony Edwards coming into this game. Very, very confident Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. I don't know if that exists for him. I think he broke the spectrum on confidence. I'd like to know if Gary Payton is playing, because I do think he's a valuable piece of that rotation with what he brings.
Decision. Yep.
But he is ill, and so I guess it's not an injury situation, it's an illness.
He's going to be time is it.
Warriors might decide, we'll steal game two.
Right.
You know,
right.
To get that extra bit of rest.
Totally.
Interesting. Yeah.
Just because Jimmy and Steph, you're protecting them, you know.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.